Is he here? We have him. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll questions. I say LSU women's basketball head coach is a crazy dresser. Tony says she is a snazzy dresser. Crazy dresser is currently ahead 75 to 25%. Tony will work on fashion help. I don't think we have enough votes. I say that women's college basketball players should be able to leave school after 1 year just like the man. Agree or disagree? I've got it at 100%, but I only have 7 votes. Mine might be slow. Pebble, what do you have for her?
I had to bring mine up. I still have only 7 votes too, Homer.
Yeah. You know what? That'll prove that it was a bad question because nobody cares. The Brewers are ahead 10-0. We're already in the top half of the 8th inning. So this game is like 2 hours. It's going to be less than 3 hours in a 10-0 game. Somebody should check past games that were 10-run games and how long they took. Baseball's quicker now. Joining us now is the doctor of pitching because I believe that he holds close to a record. I think Jerry Augustine pitched a shutout, and the game took like an hour and 30 minutes or something. But the Hall of Famer Tony Smith claims I make stuff up, so we'll find out
yes, you do.
if I made this up. Doctor, good afternoon, and what was your quickest game? Do I have my memory close to right?
You are pretty close, Homer. I actually pitched a game against the Chicago White Sox. It was 3-0, 3-hitter, or something like that. I don't remember. I said 3-0. It could have been 10-0. I don't even know. But I threw a 3-hitter, and it was about, I think it was an hour and 37 minutes, an hour and 40 minutes. And it was a game where I threw just 88 pitches. So we were done pretty quick.
All right. I'm going to look. Because I'm wondering what the quickest game is going to be this year. Do you like this? I mean, I'm curious what somebody who played the game and played when it was not. I mean, it was kind of short. Then they got really long. It seemed that you were done before the average game went to like 5 hours. It wasn't that long when you played, or was it?
No, you know what? The games were in that. You know, usually had that 2.5-hour to 3-hour game. On most occasions, I really like what they've done with the clock. It speeds the game up, and you know what? It helps the game. It speeds the game up, and when you can do that and go out and enjoy the game and concentrate, and it makes the fielders playing a little bit more on alert because the ball's not, guys not walking around the mound, or the hitter's not standing outside the batter's box for a long time. I really like the way the game has been played. I really enjoy it. Watching this weekend.
Somebody suggested that they didn't want to make it where you know it's a ball, or that you get like a couple, two or three, or one or two, and then if you do, you just kick the pitcher out of the game. Do you? Because I know
that's
they're going to.
Well,
I guess I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you're right. Maybe someone brought it up. But I'm pretty confident they're going to adjust as things go based on whether they think it was good or bad. Do you like this current rule they set up to quicken it?
I do. I like the most of the rules that I really do like. The shifting is something that I thought baseball was going to do. They had talked about it for a couple years now. I really do like that when you play straight up. I think it adds to the game where you're scoring more runs and allowing people to get on base more. And you know what? It's really changed the game. But, you know, along with speeding up the clock and the idea of being able to pitch the ball and locate the ball and pitch to a certain way, it's changed the game this year. And we're seeing it with the Brewers now, being able to score some runs because they don't make the shifts as they used to do. But I really like it. I like the game the way it's gone.
Talking with the doctor of pitching, Jerry Augustine. The stats I looked at says the Brewers are going to make the playoffs. Like, if you pick them to make the playoffs, you got to pay $140 to win $100. I was shocked. Do you? I mean, it's a good thing, but are you counting on the Brewers? This is more important than Vegas. Jerry Augustine, the doctor of pitching, are you counting on the Brewers making the playoffs?
I think they've got a really good club, and I think it starts with pitching. And each and every year, when you got a pitching staff that they do, you know, you got to look at, you got Corbin Burns and you got Woody. They're bona fide Cy Young potentials in the way they've been throwing the ball. And then you got a guy like Freddie Peralta. You know, I always call Freddie Peralta not like a Corbin Burns or a Brandon Woodruff. He's more like going to a carnival, there's a lot of different rides you can go on because he's a more of a little bit different style pitcher. He's got a lot of pitches. He's still fastball Freddy, but he locates. He's starting to use his breaking ball, and he's a lot of fun to watch. When you put those three guys at the beginning of your rotation, then you follow it up with a Wade Miley who's throwing the ball very well while he was a Brewer, and then Lauer. And then you got the guys like Hauser that can come on, Aaron Ashby down. Yeah, I think that starting rotation is going to take him a long way. But still, one thing I've really been impressed with is the arms that they have in the bullpen. And that's one thing that you have to compliment Matt Arnold. He's gone out and got some great arms for the bullpen to get to Devin Williams. They go in and throw strikes. They don't pitch behind. And I think when you look at a ball club, in order to win a pennant or get into the playoffs, you have to, number one, you have to pitch out of the bullpen, and the Brewers got a pretty good young bullpen.
How do you know? They just seem to, like, bring guys up. I don't know. What has been their approach to who they pick or how you have in the bullpen?
Well, I think, first of all, you go, like, what is their stuff? I think you look at a bullpen is an entirely different mode of pitching than you do when you're a starter. When you're a bullpen, it's more about being able to control the strike zone, complement both sides of the plate, and pitching ahead. And I think that's one thing that the Brewers have been trying to do over the last several years, is getting guys that not only have good arms, that have good quality pitches, they get guys who throw strikes. And when you throw strikes out of the bullpen, you pitch ahead, you're going to be successful. And I think that's one thing they've done. And I give a lot of credit to Matt Arnold and what he's done this year in getting some really good arms. But you have to look out over the years. Craig Counsell has done an excellent job of maneuvering a bullpen, making that bullpen useful, and he uses it with everybody that's in that bullpen. It's not about a guy they just take carry along just to throw innings. Everybody in that bullpen has a job. Everybody in that bullpen is going to be put in situations where they have to pitch well, and I think this year they have a good young bullpen.
Had you gotten insight about their young players, their young position players, as to how good any of them can be? There were years when the farm system was voted as one of the worst, and now it's back up, I think, near the top.
I think when you look at, finally, it's the Brewers, the organization, saying, you know what? We're in a situation now where when you look throughout baseball, there's always a lot of good young players that come up. And one of the things we've always been doing, we're a little bit more patient with our younger players. We keep them down maybe in the minors, maybe an extra year or two before we bring them up. I think there's a little bit different outlook now with being a little bit more aggressive with these players that have gone and shown in spring training year after year that they can play on the major league level. I think spring training is a great time for Craig Counsell to take a good look at these players. And I think they're investing in their organization. And that's one thing that this organization has to do because they don't have the financial within to go out and play the big ball players. They have to do it from the organizational status. And I think they're looking at their good young players. They're investing in them. And they're really turning out as you're seeing they've started this year.
All right. Well, that's what we have. I don't know that I can ask any more because, Pebble, did I have this right? The doctor pitching, Jerry Augustine, guaranteed that the Brewers will make the playoffs.
That's what I heard. Yep.
They'll be right there. They'll be right there.
Wow. Hey, right there is not the same as making
that's
it.
That's not
Come
the
on.
Same. Go
hey,
for
well,
it.
You know, you get this team and
be the first,
out.
Jerry.
Don't back up.
They
don't
have,
back up.
Don't
they
back up.
Good, I'm backing it up because I think what they're going to do, they have a good mixture of young players and veteran players now that are coming in, and they're all out doing one thing. They're making contact. They're putting the ball in play and doing the little things. And when you got a good pitching staff to go with it, that can only lead to playoffs, and that's what this team is going to do.
There you go. Repeat after me, Dr. Pitching. The Brewers will make the playoffs.
The Brewers will make the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Homer, how much money are you putting on that, Homer? That's the only question. I know you're going to go out. I know you're going to go out and bet it now.
I'll bet 100.
You're going right down to Pottawatomie. Go ahead.
Yep. I want to see. I don't know if they have it at Pottawatomie. Yes, I'll put 100 on the Brewers because now I got somebody to blame if they don't make it. That's very important.
Wait, the question is, how are you going to hedge this one? Because you like to hedge.
No, I'm not going to hedge. No, I got to go with Jerry on this. You get because there are more playoff spots. If I pick them to win the division, bet 100, I think I win 180 or something. It's different. Picking them to make the playoffs, they can get a wild card. And so we didn't demand that the doctor of pitching said the Brewers
betting?
Will win the division. Do you want to go there, Jerry? Are you willing to go that far?
No, the division is also tough, and I think when you look at the way the schedule is set up this year, if both of you guys look at the schedule the way it's been in the past, the Brewers and the Cardinals have been able to make hay in the division playing each other 19 times.
Oh, not anymore.
This year they're only playing each other 13 times, which means you're going to play much better teams. So I say when you talk about the division, I think the division is up for grabs on who gets it. I wouldn't even count out the Cubs. I know the Cubs are don't have the bullpen that the Brewers do, but they have a very good starting rotation. Offensively, they seem like they're a little bit better. But I think with the balanced schedule in baseball, is going to make for a lot better. You're going to see a lot of teams battling right down the end so you can win the division and also get into the playoffs.
All right. I'm going to put money on the Brewers making the playoffs. The division, I'll have to look into that a little bit more. Thanks for making me some money, Doctor of Pitching. I appreciate it.
All right. Anytime, guys. You take care.
I'm Jerry Rich. Augustine. Boy, I wish I could get you to change your mind.
About what?
About anything. Jerry, I got him to say it. We have it now, right? The Brewers will make the playoffs.
Now, are you believing it, or are you just saying it because he said it?
No, I'm going to bet. I'm going to put 100 down.
No, what did you think before he said it?
I was a little iffy, like they could, but not as confident.
He tipped the scales for you.
He tipped the scales, yep. I was right on the edge. I'll go check Pottawatomie to see what I got to pay. I have to figure out a way to, like, a small amount on winning the division and a bigger amount on making the playoffs.
Now, what if you had a national guy say that they weren't going to make it?
Well, I did check some national guys. The Baseball Prospectus has them like 50-something percent chance to make the playoffs. I'll let you know in the break. So I had that. What put me close was they were the ones where I made all the money before. Remember when I went to Brewers 4-1? It was all because they had picked them to win the division, and nobody else did. So I've done a little research on this. I know you find that hard to believe because I'm so loose with making all my waiters. But, man, that was the worst ever. I don't know that I've ever known that my prediction was wrong like 30 seconds into a game.
I'm watching on the Golf Channel right now, by the way. Before we go to break, I see Bryson DeChambeau. They're talking to him. He's got a Brian D hat on. Check it out.
A Brian D hat. Wow, yeah. I didn't know those were available.
Brian D's got his own logo, and DeChambeau's wearing it.
Jerry Augustine, the Brewers make the playoffs. It's the bottom of the eighth, and the Brewers are ahead 10-0. And this tells you how quick games are. The game is right now about 2 hours and 30 minutes, and it'll be done in probably 10. Next.